A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Lamed Vav, Kesubas 36a, pagination is 71. We'll be starting from one line up at the two dots, which is a piece of Gemara that is referencing a quote from about 10 lines up from the bottom. The quote that we're referring to is a statement that said, "Habogeres umukas eitz ein lohen tainas besulim." A woman who's getting married at the age of over 12 and a half years old, meaning regular type of age that we're accustomed to. If she would get married at 18, for example, she's a bogeres, she's above the age of 12 and a half. Umukas eitz, and a woman who had the besulim removed through an incident, whether purposely or by accident, is irrelevant, but the besulim were removed, ein lohem tainas besulim. There will be no claim of besulim, meaning lack of besulim, on behalf of the chassan when he gets married. This statement is going back to the original Mishnah of the Masechta, in terms of our reference point, where we found that when a man got married and he was assuming that the woman was a besula, he could sometimes, after the first night, have the impression that she was not a besula, and therefore come to Beis Din to open up a case regarding the marriage and regarding the amount that he wants to pay for ksuba, and claiming that the kedushin perhaps was totally mistaken. All of those claims, and wherever that claim may take him, the Gemara says, does not apply by bogeres and mukas eitz. And the reason would seem to be because they're irrelevant. Bogeres, because of her age, for some reason doesn't have tainas besulim, and mukas eitz, because it's been removed, there's no tainas besulim. Now, there are two angles to tainas besulim. One is that no blood was found after relations took place. And the other claim could be Pesach Pasuach, that the area that was supposed to provide some resistance because of the besulim membrane, there was nothing there. And he's claiming that it's open, it was open, and that she had relations beforehand, and she was not a besula. Again, bogeres is not going to have a tainas besulim. Let's see our Gemara. One line up from the bottom, at the two dots. V'ha'omar Rav. Rav told us, bogeres, when you're dealing with a woman who's over the age of 12 and a half, nos nimla laila harishon, you give her the entire first night as an allocation of blood from besulim. Let's back up and explain where this proof is coming from. When the chassan and kala are together, newly married couple, she's a besula. So as careful as we are with dam nida, uterine flow, what's commonly called menstruation or her period, there is also a different type of blood that's coming from the area of the birth canal itself, not coming from the uterus further into the body. It's coming from the place of the besulim, because there's a ripping taking place and there's blood specifically located over there that's being ruptured, being released. And therefore, during that first act of relations, we have to deal with a clarification, because there's going to be blood, we anticipate as such, But that blood is not uterine blood. It's not dam nida. It's called dam besulim. So according to Talmudic law that's being described over here, if the husband is with her and there's blood, but he attributes it to dam besulim, according to Rav, by a bogeres, by a woman over the age of 12 and a half, we will still allocate and attribute blood that flows from that area, shelo b'shas vesto, if it's not the time that she's expecting her period, we're going to attribute that blood to dam besulim, the first relations, and then even if he goes out and he has a second act of relations, as long as it's still on that night, we're going to assume that any blood that's coming is all from the besulim. The proof is clear that a bogeres does have dam and is expected to have dam besulim, the blood of besulim. And how can you tell me that a bogeres is not fitting to have a claim of besulim regarding her? She clearly is supposed to have blood, and the lack of blood should be an indicator that something's up and would warrant his claim. Whether he's going to win the claim or not is a whole different question. She can claim a lot of things in response to his claim, but it's worthy of a claim because you see that a bogeres does have dam. Now, this proof that a bogeres does have dam and we attribute it to dam besulim, if we find blood, needs a little bit clarification as far as halacha on a practical level goes. Because the way we paskin is a gemara further over there in that section of Nida. On Samechei Amid Beis, we rule that boel be'ilas mitzvah uporesh, that the man is allowed to complete his act of relations, but once he goes out, he's not allowed to go in again on the same night. He's going to have to wait until she counts clean days and goes to mikvah, because after the fact of that original relations, we are concerned, we have a gezeira, why ever Chazal made the gezeira, but the gezeira is in place that we consider the dam besulim after the fact, the equivalent almost of a concern of dam nida. So this statement that he's allowed to do relations multiple times on the same night is not such a simple thing to tune into according to the way we paskin. Nevertheless, the proof will stand even according to the way we practice halacha, even with our stringency, because it's only after the fact that we consider it like dam nida, or maybe it's in, has with it dam nida, or whatever, however we phrase the concern. But during the act of relations, he's allowed to continue, even if he were to know that there is blood. And the reason, of course, is because during the relations, there's no legislation yet, and we know that it's dam besulim. We rely on the fact that it's dam besulim. And again, that's the question of the Gemara. Why would you tell me that bogeres doesn't have tainas besulim? Presumably you mean because there's no blood to be expected. We definitely expect blood, and when we find it, we attribute it to dam besulim. Whether we extend it for the entire night, or we only extend it during that time of that relations, but clearly a bogeres is expected to have blood. Answers the Gemara as we turn on to Amud Beis. Idikatoin tainas domim hachanami. You're 100% right if his claim is a claim of no blood of besulim. Hachabamayaskinon. When we said that bogeres is excluded from the topic of tainas besulim, we meant dikatoin tainas pesach pasuach, if he's claiming that it's open. Because a bogeres, apparently because of her age, it may very well feel like it's open. Her body has progressed. But again, going back to the question and answer of the Gemara, blood is to be expected by a bogeres. Just because she's older doesn't mean the blood went away. Again, she can, as we mentioned, have many claims in response to his claim. But as far as blood goes, the normal anticipation is that there would be blood, and he would have a claim to which she can make a counterclaim. But the assumption, the working assumption, is to expect that there will be blood. This is indeed the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Samach Zayin Sif Hei, regarding Tainas Damim. The Mechaber mentions a lot of different possibilities as to why a woman wouldn't have Dam Besulim, but he doesn't mention age as one of the reasons. But in Sif Vav, the Mechaber continues and talks about Pesach Pasuach. If the husband had a sensation that the area was open and he didn't feel the resistance which he expected, says the Mechaber, Harezu Taina, it is a claim, Im Lo Bogra Adayin, but only if she is not yet a Bogeres. The implication being that once she's a Bogeres, once she's over the age of 12 and a half, the claim of Pesach Pasuach is no longer applicable. That doesn't mean because she's open, but it means because enough women are progressed enough in their development in such a way that he will not necessarily feel that resistance that he expects to feel. And as a result, it's not a fear substantiated type of claim, because Pesach Pasuach, once she's Bogra, is not considered reliable. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.